Hello and welcome to this Ingram Micro podcast, where we will be discussing the benefits of the Zebra Professional Services. My name is Max and I'm the Digital Content Lead here at Ingram Micro UK. And today I'm lucky enough to be joined by John Moore, who is the Core Professional Services Portfolio Manager in the global team at Zebra. Welcome, John. It's great to see you.
Hi, Max. How are you today?
I'm very good. Very good. And yourself?
Yeah, good. I'm very excited to be here. Great opportunity.
Fantastic. Thank you. Last time we spoke with Matt about the Zebra OneCare and Visibility IQ within Zebra Services offering. But today we'd like to sort of better understand the complete customer journey for both the partners and the end customers. So let's start with the Zebra Professional Services and how they support the customer journey with our partners. Now, here's a very important question to start with for you, John. Why are Zebra Professional Services key for our partners and customers?
It's a really great question. And we see more and more demand for our professional services because of the complexity of a lot of the solutions we're starting to deploy. And really, customers are looking at how they can adopt new technology in a seamless way and try and de-risk it. So with Zebra Professional Services and our partner community, we're able to bring that expertise that Zebra has on a global scale with the knowledge and experience from multiple deployments. We deploy hundreds of solutions year on year, and we gain all that knowledge and expertise within our team, who are very passionate about bringing customers' solutions to life. But also then we have our partners who are our route to market. So with professional services, we've created a modular approach. So our services offerings are modular. So dependent on the customer requirements and the partner's capabilities, we can complement those and fit our professional services around it and around the customer needs. More also, we see customers trying to look at what outcomes they want to achieve. So rather than just focusing on technology, it's about how is it going to impact my operations? What are the outcomes I want for my business? So in professional services, we take it, as you said, about a customer journey. We look at where the customer is today and where they want to get to. So what's the outcomes they want to achieve? What's the deliverables they want to see? And how can we help them on that journey? And with professional services, we can provide the different elements on that journey to support them and our partners. And we've been very successful in this to date, but we see more and more with the complexity, particularly as we're talking around software solutions as well, that professional services are becoming more important. And really getting the understanding up front is key. So one of the messages, I'll probably repeat this a number of times during this podcast, is engage professional services early. Get them on board as part of the team with the partners to understand the customer's needs, because actually sometimes we walk into a customer and they're telling us about a problem. They're not necessarily defining the technology that's going to solve that problem. They're giving us their operational issues. So we need to look at it through the customer's eyes and listen in their language and then provide a solution that fits around them. And that's exactly where professional services come in with some of our offerings around workflow and design, which I can explain further in a moment. But that's why professional services are key. It's really leveraging that global knowledge, also the tools and the processes, and then sharing that with our partners to enable those solutions to come to life and enable customers to realize the return on the investment. So again, one of the key things here is getting the customer to what we call the value zone, where they're going to get the return on the investment they've made quickly, but also in a low risk process. That's where we can help. That's where professional services are key and really help our partners to go and solve those customer issues and problems.
And as you say, these solutions are more software based. So with complexity introduces potential risk and interdependencies, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we look at how the solution is going to be adopted. So how is it going to be integrated into customers' environment? So one of the services that we offer amongst many is our workflow and design. So what we do there, we actually bring in a number of experts. So first of all, we look at an assessment. We do a deep dive into the customer's current operations, also the network that they're using, any back office, have we got to interface into a warehouse management system, into an ERP system? How's that going to work? So we bring in technical experts to do that assessment, but we also bring in business analysts as well, workflow experts. So people have got that vertical knowledge, and we understand how the workflow operates currently. So we do a current state, and then we look at what are the key priorities, and then map out how we're going to integrate that solution so that it fits with the workflow, so they optimize the user experience, but also from a technical aspect, what solutions should we deploy? Would it be a MotionWorks warehouse solution? What's the network? Could it be an ultra wideband network that we utilize? Really dependent on what the customer requirements are. What are they trying to achieve? So we bring in our technical consultants, and we provide those through our partners to help define what the solution should be. And as we bring more and more leading edge technology through, it's about bringing that experience on new technology to our customers and partners and providing those complementary services. So integration is key, as you say, to ensure we de-risk any issues that may occur. So ensuring that you plan up front really enables you to do that.
Great. And the speed of change in technology is getting faster. So how the adapting and the sort of modernizing of everything is going to be vital, isn't it?
But if you look, as you say, over time, technology change gets quicker and quicker and quicker. So how can a customer keep speed with that? So, you know, a customer's core competence is in their own business. So it could be retail, it could be warehouse. We, Zebra, and our partners are the experts in technology and how to implement that to help their business. So customers more and more are turning to people like our partners and Ingram and Zebra to say, help me with the problems that I've got. Help me solve those issues. And professional services bring that experience, that expertise to bear. And as you say, the speed of technology is quick and gets quicker. So with professional services, with Zebra, because we've got the linkage into our engineering teams, our software development teams, we can get early sight of technology that's coming down the road, so we can get our skill sets ready to deploy those solutions. And then enable our partners as well, through our learning and training programs, to help them get the experience on these solutions. So you're right, the speed of change is quick, and customers want to change, but they also want to make sure they don't disrupt their operations. So again, that's where we come in and make sure we de-risk that for them.
Brilliant. So how is Zebra supporting the customer journey with partners through these professional services?
Yeah. So we work closely with our partners. So we can engage through our partners, or so the partner can come to us and ask us to provide support. Or if we're dealing directly sometimes with some of our large accounts, we can bring partners in to help be part of that solution and help process that. So we've had experiences. So we had a retail customer called Kaufland, where they were looking to deploy a new scan and shop solution, but they wanted that to be deployed into all their retail stores. So we worked with one of our ISV partners to help adopt a certain software package on the scanner. And we used our own expertise to do the design and discovery workshop to understand what the retailer wanted to achieve at each of the stores. But we did work with a partner there to get the right software application onto the scanner to help the customer get the most from the solution. We then deployed that into, I think it was around about 25 stores in the Czech Republic, Romania and Germany, and we did on-site training, but we used a delivery partner to help do some of that training. So we provide the framework and the processes and tools, and then we use some local partners to help deploy some of that training. So again, it's working in partnership to help the customer adopt new technology and do that refresh. And it hasn't always got to be a completely new solution. They could be refreshing their mobile computers, just the devices. So again, they want to look at how can they adopt and how can they bring in that new technology. So working closely with our partners is key, because you know they're our eyes and ears to the customer. They're the frontline people that deal with our customers. we're here to support Ingram and the partners. That's what our role is here. We're, as I said earlier, our professional services are complementary to what the partners have. So we're always aware of making sure we fill any gaps or provide any complementary or supplementary services to help the value to the customers. Because what we want to create with our customers and our partners is stickiness within the account. So the more you can embed services and solving customer issues, that really creates that bond with the customer and the loyalty. You also want to move into what we sort of call a trusted advisor role. So the customer starts to come to you by default when they have any issues. Because if you're looking at it from a, I'm trying to solve a problem rather than I'm trying to sell you another product, that changes the mindset and also changes the way the customer may deal with you. So they actually see you're in there for their best interests and trying to help them resolve their problems.
So like a remote expert, really, for users.
Yeah. So, and that's a really good point, because as I said, we do our design and consultancy. We also do our site assessment. So we go in and analyze the customer's environment. But what we're looking at now recently is how we can enable that knowledge to get to the partners without us physically having to be there. So we've looked at how can we get our knowledge on site without physically sending each individual technical expert there. So we've developed and we've used this probably the last six to eight months, something called remote expert. So the technical consultant, which you may send to site to do the network assessment, look at where we're going to put the antennas for RFID, would actually use a local partner, and they would relay the information back via our heads-up display unit, or it could be a tablet. So anything is a camera, they can relay the information back via this software that we've now put in place with our professional services team and relay back the site information. That then enables the technical consultant to provide recommendations and provide a report to the partner, which they can then provide to the customer. The benefit of that is we could utilize one resource on multiple projects rather than having to travel to various locations. That expertise is in one location, but it's shared to our partners, to multiple partners at the same time. So it's a software that enables the information to be relayed back, and then the end recipient, the technical consultant at the other end, can then gather that data and utilize that for workflows, for site assessments. So, and it's a great, we were very proud because we actually won an industry award last year. But that shows how these things come to life. This is real. So we use the, what we call remote expert. We use that in the Czech Republic where we were doing a site survey for a proof of concept. So when we talk about the customer journey, a lot of customers want a proof of concept. So rather than flying a very valuable resource into region, because there's always cost implications of doing that, and some regions are very cost sensitive. So how can we be more cost effective? We used a local resource, a local team, to do the site assessment. They sent the information back, but the whole project was recognized as leading edge, do things differently. And we're not talking a few hundred miles away. This was thousands of kilometers distance. And doing it this way, we believe we reduced the cost by a quarter, because you lose all the travel time, all the accommodation time, and we use a local resource. So this is a great tool that we want to promote to our partners as well, to utilize this so they can be on site doing it. And we can provide templates and processes and information on how we've structured it with our knowledge and experience. And then the partner can use that remote expert application to bring it back and then provide that to their customer. So you'll be hearing more about that. We're going to be promoting that a lot more. We've used it with our own team initially to validate and test, and we're very, very happy with it, as the award shows. So that's been a great outcome.
Excellent. So I believe that there are sort of different phases in the customer journey. Can you elaborate on these a little and maybe explain in more detail about each of them?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So when we engage with the customer, we're initially on that customer journey, a discovery phase. So we would say we'd have a discovery initial phase to really just talk to the customer about what's their strategic business requirements, where do they want to go, what's the operational KPIs they want to achieve, what's the outcomes. So we would gather that information during the discovery phase. Most customers with new technology now want a proof of concept. So then you move into a pilot or proof of concept phase. But in that package, you still need to look at design and discovery. So what's it going to look like? So you still need to do that assessment. You still need to do the workshop. So the design and discovery, so consultancy services, sit within that pilot proof of concept. You'd also have project management, which I'm sure most of our partners would provide, but we can also complement that. But program management and project management are very, very key to ensuring, again, that requirements are captured and there's a clear path to execution and delivery. So the milestones are defined. You'd also have learning there, training. So we would show how we would do the adoption. Really key to success is adoption of the technology. So we have multiple services that we can offer through learning with our train the trainer, or we can have a training, so physical trainer in the workshop, or we can do video on device, so actual training on devices, or Know It Now, which is actually an application on device which gives you contextual guidance dependent on the environment you're in. But you would do all of that within the proof of concept to show the customer your capability and show the technology works. And then you go into the deployment phase. So looking at the deployment and understanding the integration as well. How, as I said earlier, how's it going to integrate into their current back office and into their applications? So there's a lot of work needed to ensure that's all understood. So you'd get that all during the pilot and proof of concept. Then you move into a delivery phase. And in that, again, we would provide consultancy during that. We would also provide the learning, so the adoption and training of that as well. And as I said, our partners, I'm sure, would provide the program management, but we could also provide, you know, expertise on site if required to complement the partners, where we have resources available for the site assessment, but also the deployment. And using that remote expert, we could utilize that for our partners, because once you deploy it, then you need to go into customer acceptance. So as part of the customer acceptance, if you want a proof of service, we could use the remote expert model to do proof of service and validate that remotely. So we could sign off on that on their behalf. So there's a number of ways we could package up our services. So you do the discovery, you do the pilot, you do the deployment, and then you go into the integration deployment, and then you go into, in essence, run or operational life. And interestingly, a lot of people think, well, that's where professional services stop, because now it goes into managed and support, which Matt was talking about previously. You're now in a support phase. But we see it as a continuous improvement cycle. You don't stop with the customer. A customer doesn't get to a point and say, yeah, I'm just going to stop developing my operations and I'm not going to grow my business. So we offer now what we call a strategic advisory package, where we continuously go back and validate, did we deliver on what we said we would do? Did the customer get the outcomes they wanted to see? And then we say, what do you want to do next? Because you need to keep that evolution with the customer. So then we look at what's the next phase, what's the next stage you want to go through. So it's a continuous improvement that we employ here to help the customer evolve the business. And again, with our partners, if you're having that continual engagement, you might find out other opportunities where they say, well, I want to do this. I want to evolve my warehouse management system, but actually I've got this other problem over here that's burning me at the moment. So you unearth another opportunity. So that continuous engagement helps you grow that relationship with the customer. And professional services keeps that relationship going. And also, you've always got to show value to the customer, show that you're always giving them extra. And then the other thing is our learning services, because customers do have churn rates. So how do you keep new employees trained? And also they have peaks, you know, certain verticals have peaks at Christmas or holiday seasons. So how do you bring the training in so it's easily adopted for new users? So again, professional services can bring that through too. So really there's a whole suite of offerings there And as I said at the beginning, that's modular, really to help complement our partners and support them.
And in that operational life phase as well, are there things like health checks that can be offered as well for different outcomes being required and things like that?
Yeah, good question. There are. So we can actually come in and actually do not only health checks on the equipment, but actually health checks on the operation. So we, as part of, again, of the design and workflow offer that we have, we can come and do health check assessments. So is the network performing to its optimum performance? Is it delivering the service that you expected? You know, if it's a warehouse and they're expecting a certain read rate through a certain point, are they achieving that? Are there areas that we could improve on? But also from a workflow, are the users getting the best out of the solution? So again, we can come in and look at the workflow and said, yeah, that implementation worked, but actually there's areas over here where we can help improve that. So we look at how the users are adopting the technology, how it's being utilized. And as I said, we bring in vertical expertise. So we've got consultants who are specialists in warehouse management or retail, and we also bring in the technical expertise, so the technology experts as well. So when we bring that together with our partners, that's a really powerful message and tool that we can sell through to the customers. And they haven't, you know, I give an example, they haven't always got to be a huge customer. This hasn't always got to be a large scale deployment. It could be a medium-sized customer. So always think of professional services available to, I'd say, mid to large type customers. That's where we really see a value there.
Brilliant. And I understand that the customer journey doesn't actually end once the solutions are implemented. How is Zebra helping customers to support their future needs and their requirements as well?
Yeah, exactly. So it's, as I said, it's a continuous cycle. Right. So you look at at the beginning of the customer journey, we would have defined the outcomes they wanted to achieve. So we do a check there, but then say, okay, what's your next technology? Where do you want to go next? Customers normally look at a 4 or 5 year cycle where they want to plan. So Zebra come in, and under that strategic advisory program that I spoke to about, that's really at quite a high level where we talk, and you need to bring in the right stakeholders. So we would be talking to the chief, you know, technical officer, the finance officer, the operations officer. We get all the stakeholders into these workshops and make sure that everybody's aligned. So as a continuous improvement, we would do that as we deploy and get into operational life. You would agree that there should be a checkpoint to see how can we evolve. So there we could look at, you know, are the new offerings from Zebra that we could do maybe some new software deployments in there to help them achieve better read rates? Is there a new piece of hardware that we could deploy? You know, Zebra are moving very fast with some of our new solutions around fetch and robotics and all this great, exciting technology. How can we help customers, again, on that journey? So how can we help them adopt that new technology as they evolve their operations? And that's where the consultancy side comes in and really, really does help provide that service. And that's where our whole mindset is, you know. I think, you know, if the partners go onto Partner Gateway, they'll see professional services in there, and there's an umbrella for signature services and standard services. But what we're talking about more and more now, and I'm an advocate of this very much, is about capabilities. What can professional services do for our partners and customers? So although I own a portfolio, I do focus on some specifics around the consultancy, the adoption, program management, learning. All of this is our key capabilities that enable new solutions to be brought to life with our partners. So that's what I like to talk about, because also we want to make sure we're relating to customers in their own language as well. So making sure that we're talking about things that are relevant to their business, rather than just going into talking about a huge portfolio with all these different offerings. It's about what's the outcome, what can I do for your business, how can I improve your warehouse management capability, how can I improve your logistics chain, how can I make you more efficient. That's where professional services come in. That's where we bring that value add that will really make a difference. And it's a differentiator. So yes. You know, if you're in a competitive situation where it's a price discussion, how can you change it? Because all you do is drop to the lowest denominator. if you can turn it around and say, I can help you save money, I can help you be more efficient, then actually you're moving discussion about a value proposition rather than a cost proposal. Yeah. And that's where we want to be. And I know it's not always easy. It's easy to say, not always easy to do. But the more we talk around outcomes, our capabilities, problem solving, that's when we start to have a different discussion and we get into the right people. I think with new technologies, sometimes we're talking to different individuals within organizations. So you might be talking more to some of the IT areas rather than some other areas and software areas. So it's understanding who the stakeholders are now within some of these environments that we need to engage with and making sure we engage. We're starting to call them personas within Zebra. We talk about a persona. Yeah. So what's the persona that you're trying to engage and connect with? So understand what their challenges are, what drives and motivates them, and then fit around their requirements. And because professional services is very flexible, that's what we can do. We can adapt our offers for those different types of personas to ensure we meet their individual requirements.
Brilliant. I could talk about this all day. This is great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all about the time we have for today. But thank you so much for joining me today, John. I really appreciate your time. But this will conclude our discussion today on the Zebra Professional Services. But if you have any further questions, our listeners, please feel free to contact your dedicated account managers for more information here at Ingram Micro. And make sure to subscribe to our channel and stay up to date on all of our upcoming podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, everyone out there, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks again, John.
Thank you.